This is an oral history interview with Mr. Will Smith Prickett, conducted by Angela Miller on April 4th, 1995, at 125 Prickett Trail, Jacksonville, Alabama. The subject of the interview is Mr. Prickett's personal experience in World War II. Where were you born?
In Calhoun County, Alabama. Do you want the date? June 18th, 1919, in the rural area west of Jackson.
What is the highest level of education you have?
I had a high school degree, and also in the service I had an airplane mechanical school and flight engineering school.
What was and is your occupation?
I am retired now. I was a rural letter carrier for the U.S. Post Office.
How does your religion fit in with your experience in World War II?
Well, to tell you the truth, if it hadn't been for the prayers of my family, my dad and mother, and my church, I don't think I would have been sent here now.
Why did you choose the Air Force as a career?
I guess the main thing was to, when I was drafted for a year, and I had to volunteer for a 3-year hitch to get into Air Corps. And I didn't care to be in the infantry, so I volunteered for the Air Force.
What did the war have to do with that decision, if anything?
Well, Uncle Sam called me. This was before the war started. And actually, I was in when the war began. And so he made the decision for me.
How was your family affected by your being away from them?
I know it hurt, and they were saddened by it, but they were proud that I could go and serve my country.
Were you a part of any highly publicized battle? And if so, what part did you play in it?
Well, all my fighting or battle experience was in the air over Japan. I made 31 missions over Japan, and we were bombing and the different cities of Japan. And so I think it hastened the end of the war. Of course, the atom bomb brought it immediately to an end.
How did that particular battle or incident affect the final outcome of World War II?
Well, as I said, I think the air strikes against the Japan proper hastened the end of the war, and then the atom bomb, and it kept our infantry from having to invade, and I think saved a lot of American lives. It was the turning point. The bombing of Japan was the turning point, I think, of the war.
What was the purpose, in your opinion, of fighting World War II?
Well, we were trying to hold our freedom. We and often wonder now if it had turned out the other way, what kind of shape we would be in. Right now, we are free people. Hopefully, we stay that way.
How does that compare with what the politicians were saying concerning the war?
It was pretty much the same thing. They were saying that it was fought for freedom and for peace, what we hoped for, of course, which didn't come true.
Mm-hmm. Was the country in general in support of what was happening?
Very much so. You've never seen a nation come together as they did in World War II. And a good illustration is the difference that there were between it and the Vietnam War. But the people were in one accord. All were pulling together to win the war.
How do you think World War II changed our world?
Well, I'd like to think that it made a better place, that we freed a lot of people, and it's still, I think the results of it are still causing some of the changes that we're having today that were still a result of the World War II. More people are getting into being democratic nations.
As a senior citizen, how do you view my generation's attitude toward the military and the more recent conflicts in history?
Well, sometimes I think they're not really as patriotic as we were, especially those that during the Vietnam War. We, as a nation, weren't pulling together. We were divided. And that's one reason that it turned out like it did. And had a lot of people, young men, that left the country too, so they wouldn't have to serve.
How do you view the government's decision to downsize our military at this point in history?
Well, I'm in favor of it, because now we have weapons that will reach almost around from one side of the earth to the other. And having such, I don't think we need troops scattered all over the world, and so we should downsize. And it's a great burden on our people right now as far as taking tax money to support it, and I think I'm in accord with it. I think we should downsize.
Okay, you have anything else to add or anything?
Just happy to be here.
Okay.